Good evening, beloved heart friends, and welcome to our July Heart Share class. Tonight, we've got two different short heart streams that were from the Mount Shasta event on May 12th, as Donna Dregan was telling about. And our team member, Sharon Wallace, is going to tell us all about it. Take it away, Sharon.
Thank you, Barbara. So tonight, we are honored to hear from beloved Gautama Buddha, who comes to bless us with the infinite light of God. At the end of class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what's happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you've had. Give us prayer requests for you, your family and friends, or just join us in prayer if you are able. Our mission and vision. I will read our mission and vision statement. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. Let us now offer the opening invocation. And you should have this prayer from the invitations you received together. Okay, so someone needs to mute.
Before we get started, let me mute everybody, please.
Hello, this is Amalia from Las Vegas.
Hello, and when you need to speak, star 6.
Okay, Sharon, go ahead.
Thank you. All right, so the opening invocation together. In the name of our mighty, of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Gautama Buddha, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. We will now sing together song 57, Alchemy of Love. You should have either received this song by snail mail or email, or if you have your decree books, your song books, it's in your song book. As we sing, visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God lifting us up and invigorating us. Song 57.
When you're here beside me and your face is glowing, all else seems illusion, space and time stop flowing.
down the heartstring.
Thank you. To begin, we're going to have our first question right before we begin the heart stream. Both of these little heart streams are, each one is about 10 minutes long, and they're both from Gautama Buddha. One is an actual heart stream, and one is a darshan. And they're from May 12th of 2022. Question number one, what is a Buddha? It will now be answered by Sharon.
Okay. A Buddha is one who is awakened and understands and lives the truth. A Buddha can be ascended or unascended. One who has attained liberation from the wheel of rebirth if they are ascended. Not all ascended masters are Buddhas. David C. Lewis has taught us in the Heart Center that Buddhas are masters of the five crystal rays. Thank you.
Okay, now we will begin the heart streams.
Enlightenment is the point where you are fully ensconced and bathed in light. You are fully awake and illumined in a joy field of grace, beauty, and holiness. Love is the surest and safest way to holiness, which is wholeness in body, mind, and soul. The eight heart virtues coalesce divine love within the crystal chamber of your heart and a radiant field of divine energy that moves you toward and into full self-realization in God, the Great Beloved.
Now we'll have question number two, what is enlightenment, and have you experienced a moment of enlightenment? Sharon, go ahead.
Okay. So to me, enlightenment in lay terms is divine clarity combined with compassion and truth. And yes, I have experienced a moment of enlightenment, several moments actually throughout my lifetime. So during a semester at Summit University in 1992, our group was brought out there on scholarships, most of us on scholarships. We were just called to come out there for ministerial training. The first time they had ever offered so many scholarships to so many people. At the end, during the group reading, when they told us who we were, finally I understood. A lot of whys in my life were answered in that brief moment in time. I am looking forward to becoming fully enlightened. I think we all have these moments when the light bulb comes on, but it has to come with a smile to your higher self. That, to me, is a moment of enlightenment. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Now we'll go on with the heart stream. Well, this is the darshan here now.
Each heart virtue, when contemplated and meditated upon, and when consciously assimilated through applying it in your life, strengthens your heart chakra and increases its light emanations and divine radiance. When your heart fires are balanced, love, wisdom, and power, or love, wisdom, and truth in the Omram tradition and the Master Dunav tradition, you have attained Christ consciousness. So that happens when your heart fires are balanced. Love, wisdom, and power, which is power, faith, or love, wisdom, and truth. That's when you've attained Christ consciousness, when these three plumes are perfectly balanced. You have also balanced the Alpha and Omega, or masculine and feminine aspects of God, within the center of your being.
Now, Donna Dreegan is going to tell us about the eight heart virtues.
The eight heart virtues: loving kindness, loving compassion, loving mercy, loving forgiveness, loving gratitude, loving empathy, loving charity, and loving understanding. And you can also find these in the Rosary of the New Eightfold Path with the Seven Holy Kumaras that's on our website under Prayers and Songs and Go to Rosaries. Thank you.
Yes, it is in the Heart Center Prayer Book. It's number 30.028. That rosary is in the decree book. And it has, you can find all eight of those listed there. Okay, let's go ahead with the message now.
A Christed being is ready to ascend to complete the process of total immersion in the Divine One. Total immersion in the Divine One. Every Christ lives in perfect love, which is divine love. Every Christ has realized his or her eternal nature as a part of the Eternal One. Every heart virtue locks you into your Christic nature to experience its holy essence, which is akin to your divine food. Or you could say each heart virtue unlocks your Christic nature so that you can experience it as a beautiful holy essence. And these divine essences that you partake of as a Christ are your divine food. You eat fire and drink light as a Christ. You eat fire and drink light as a Christed being. And each heart virtue is a sacred meal that you may imbibe in order to love God more fully. Eventually, it becomes easier and easier to maintain a sacred flow field of all eight heart virtues in your aura because you have transmuted anything that interferes with this alchemy of love within you.
Now we're going to have Donna Dregan tell us a little bit what is meant by eating fire and drinking light. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay, I'm going to read a little bit of one of the things that was given at the conference on May 12th, 2022. All angels, devas, and cosmic beings support our work each day in illuminating the earth and enlightening mankind to come up higher. See the potential for the ascension in the light, liberation from rebirth. The stillness of oneness permeates the pure land. We hear the music of the spheres, the turning of the worlds as we process light. We eat fire and drink light to sustain the immortality, the immortalness and our immortal beingness in God. And as we continue to digest life itself, beingness in our presence, we feel the magnanimity of the All Buddhas, the Shekinah glory ensconced within our auras and the solar aura of every son and daughter of the Most High God. Darkness completely vanishes, shadows disappear. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. That was very lovely. Let's go on with the darshan now.
The alchemy of love is the way of the initiate of Aquarius. The alchemy of love is the way of the initiates of Aquarius. So if you consider yourself both an initiate and an alchemist, you are primarily working through the vehicle of the virtue of divine love to share it, express it, to be it 24/7. So all true lovers of God are alchemists. All true lovers of God experience that perfect love, which casts out fear, which is the remnant energy of Pisces, that we're all on a planetary level transmuting to engender and facilitate and enter perfect love.
Now we're going to have question number 5. What is a divine alchemist? Describe a personal alchemy experience. And Dwin is going to answer this question. Go ahead, Dwin. Press star 6 to unmute yourself.
A divine alchemist is one who prays, studies, and holds the immaculate concept for life, has a good regimen, and most of all, a good session in disciplining the self to become the instrument of the divine alchemist. To bring light to the world using the science of the spoken word through decrees, prayer, song, and through visualization, using divine vision, holding the perfect concept for life, and God's kingdom to manifest on earth, and serving, seeing perfection in all life. I was feeling a great desire to receive a clear direction and greater clarity to work on my spiritual, mental, and emotional growth and healing and acceleration of my path. And immediately upon asking what to do, I was divinely directed to a shelf of books gifted to me by that were of Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff. Master Omram has been working, has been waking me up and giving me divine direction in understanding myself and the areas I have been desiring to heal and move through blockages I have stumbled with on my path. And I received immediate understanding, healing, and grace in his teaching. The first two books I read, Know Thyself, Jnana Yoga, book or part 1 and 2, and Complete Works, Spiritual Alchemy, volume 2. Omram books are taken from the lectures he gives in his many years of teaching and presents them with such clarity and following the spiritual path. It was just a delight. Now, these two books, in conjunction with violet light and emerald green decrees and prayers and opening up and clearing areas in my psychology as I receive his teaching and clear patterns not serving my soul. So the books Know Thyself, Jnana Yoga, Volume 17 and 18, Part 2, and Spiritual Alchemy, Volume 2, Part 1 and 2. They are just absolutely divine. And it's just really been a gift of starting a long-awaited intention to read this library of Omram's publications and gain a greater momentum on my path. And his teachings are so simple, down-to-earth, and profound. And yet they really are such guidance. So I'm grateful for Omram. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dwin. That was great stuff. Let's go on with the Darshan now.
So we will be continuing to cast out fear as all these remnants of the Age of Pisces that no longer serve us are let go of, transmuted, consumed, and in that consummation, the purification of our culture, our civilization will occur. And when everything is transmuted, the astral plane is consumed, then we will have the wherewithal and the divine frequencies to gently and beautifully enter the Aquarian Age. It's almost as if in the twinkling of an eye this occurs, because those who just awaken from their former selfhood outside of the circle of God's identity will just kind of go along with the divine procession. They won't even know what hit them, so to speak, because they're just illumined like in the twinkling of an eye. They are awakened. I mean, on the path of light, how many times have you had a quickening and a different type of awakening, which was a point of enlightenment for you? you awoke to something new and powerful and divine, whether it was conscious language, whether it was nonviolent communication, which I like to also call compassionate communication, whether it was an understanding of the I Am presence, the divine self, whether it was singing bhajans and kirtan to just commune with these great mystical ancient divinities of India, and you feel the uplift, you feel the light within your chakras growing and growing and accelerating, and the kundalini rising through your spinal column and altar unto the crown, and you feel as the light just keeps ascending and spiraling upwards, you feel in your crown chakra that illumination. You feel that oneness in the crown. Do you feel it in your crown right now as I speak of it? Many of you feel it. Because we're all part of this together. We're all in the oneness of this epic event of the coming of Gautama today, and also on Sunday on Wesak. So as the light ascends within you, as an alchemist of divine love, there is the uniting of the masculine and feminine aspects of your being in your heart, the birth of the Christ within you. And then as the Christ light just expands and like explodes in this divine experience, you are one with everything. You are a part of everything. You are one with everything. You are in perfect alignment with God, which is everywhere, the Holy Spirit, which is everywhere. I composed a song a long time ago called The Alchemy of Love, and I tried to embed and etch within it the sense of what it is like to actually be with your twin flame, your great beloved, the lover of your soul, your true other half, and walk with that one, breathe with that one, and be with that one in the oneness state of perfection. Because I think we all desire to be with our beloved. Now, it's interesting because in previous teachings, you know, we were always searching for our twin flame. You know, searching. Where is our twin flame? Even Khalil Gibran, in a mystical song, you know, says, "Where are you, my beloved? Where are you?" And he's reaching across the continents and finding his twin flame, or saying, "Where are you, my beloved?"
Now, Lenore is going to answer the question, "Where is my twin flame?" Go ahead, Lenore.
Okay, well, this has been a wonderful opportunity thinking about this, considering this, and re-listening to and rereading this heart stream, because it was kind of a quickening to me, this understanding that, you know, as we listen more to the heart stream, talks about how your twin flame has always been within you. So since the very beginning of your individualization and your very, your creation, your twin flame has never left you. So that to me, of course, we know we're talking about in our higher self. And if we go within and we have that attunement to the essence of that one that is the twin flame, that is something that is inviolate. And like you had just mentioned, you know, we're looking on the outer, you know, when we're younger, and looking around for our twin flame and that kind of thing. And then you realize that there is something even deeper than that, and that you can be with your twin flame as much as or as often as you attune to your twin flame. Because that one is always there. And I don't know why, but just somehow this maybe being expressed in a different way, it just kind of really hit me, and it's been really wonderful. I think maybe partly because I've only, well, let's say recently, really thought of my I Am God presence as being in the crystal chamber of my heart, not above me or outside of me, you know, like I see my threefold flame in the crystal chamber of my heart, and I see my I Am presence as that sun right there behind it and all around it. And now, you know, I'm seeing my twin flame as part of that whole, that whole scene. It's just been really wonderful. So thank you.
Great explanation, Lenore. Thank you for sharing. Now we'll finish up with this heart stream. I mean, with the darshan, and then we'll start the heart stream.
Go ahead. The Master Om Ram, a great, great avatar of the 20th century, said that the twin flame has actually always been right within your heart. The twin flame essence is right within your own crystal chamber of your heart. You just don't always recognize it. So you don't have to search outwardly for your twin flame. The twin flame is energetically right there within your own heart. You just have to attune to that. And when you're ready, when you facilitated the union of the flames of yourself and your twin flame within your own heart center, then naturally, if your twin flame is an embodiment, she or he will be drawn to you. If that's the plan, if your twin flame's ascended, you'll feel that light descending and being close to you and within you in a more powerful dynamic and action. So really, you don't have to search for the other half of yourself that will complete you outwardly. You do the internal work, and magically, alchemically, that perfect one, the one that you may have a life plan to work things through, will be there, will just be there. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So let's listen.
Yes, they, at the end of the darshan, they played the song that we just sang, song number 57, Alchemy of Love. And now we're going to have the heart stream from beloved Gautama that followed that darshan.
As your Gautama, I come to harmonize all within you in the impeccable love of God that now surrounds your soul, your heart, your very being, and the radiance of Venus that you have invoked, to allow there to be a new wave of consciousness dawning within your being. And as you ride this wave to the shores of reality, I, Gautama, am there, coaxing you higher as you aspire to that oneness state of beingness within the great All Buddha, the beloved of your being. Dearest ones, it is an interesting time to be embodied upon earth, do you think? Yet you chose this time as a seminal one in which you could, through the resources provided unto you, reach that enlightened state of being through the teachings that would be inscribed by others, and that you also would receive along your pathway home to the heart of God. As initiates, it is imperative that as you walk with God, as you walk in love, that you circumscribe within your life elements of the path that you will leave as a legacy for others to also be benefited by, enlightened by, illumined within their world. For as these engrams of God consciousness are then vibrating within the atmosphere of the earth, they will be food for thought and understanding for many.
Now we're going to have question number 7. Why is it important to walk with God in the current time? And Geraldine is going to answer this. Go ahead, Geraldine.
Okay. It's always important to walk with God, and even more so now as we move into the age of Aquarius. Our role with God as co-creator is essential. The Aquarian age is the age of the initiate, who wishes to follow the path of the heart and the alchemy of love. Perfect love casts out all fear and allows us as initiates to overcome and transmute the remnants of the Piscean age. Now at the dawning of the Aquarian age is the time to transmute fear within and without as we use Saint Germain's alchemical formula of the violet flame to transmute and transform even the astral plane into light. This is the time of the separation of the tares from the wheat, a time to walk with God so that we as co-creators can receive the direction, support, and guidance that our souls require to continue and succeed on the path of the ascension.
Great. Wonderful. Good job. Okay, let's continue with the heart stream now.
And as you continue to ascend the divine stairways of the ascension process, the light essences, the crystalline frequencies that will follow you as a wake of enlightenment will indeed, dearest ones, benefit many. And you will see them coming and rising in greater spirals along their path, even as you continue to ascend higher and higher toward perfect union with the All. I saw this process among my disciples in that incarnation as Gautama, and I have witnessed to the disciples of Lord Maitreya, of Jesus, Padmasambhava, and others, as they too have benefited by the teaching that I provided and that then Jesus carried into a new dimension and world, and that others subsequently have also benefited mankind through their own path, which moves all the earth into a new orbit, into a new resonance, into a new vibratory field of solar joy and divine love. Now an angel of Buddhic beingness comes to each of you to inscribe within your heart a mystical engram of divine fire. This, dearest ones, will bring you into a greater sense of inner peace, of divine joy, in coming days, weeks, and months, both to keep you tethered to the path of light that you have chosen to walk, and yet to gently coax you into a new and higher level of solar awareness and divine joy.
And now Geraldine is going to tell us, why has the angel of Buddhic beingness come? Go ahead, Geraldine.
Okay. The angel of Buddhic beingness has been called forth to inscribe in the heart of each initiate a mystical and permanent engram of divine fire, which will bring a greater sense of inner peace and divine joy in the coming days, weeks, and months ahead. This engram will keep the initiate tethered to the path of light and gently coax each one to higher levels of solar awareness and divine joy. Thank you, Angel of Buddhic Beingness.
Thank you. Thank you, Geraldine.
As you now receive these engrams deep within your being, and they are etched within a mystical place within you permanently as food for thought, food for communication with the Divine One, food for self-realizing the completeness of your path and your divine nature. I will continue to be there on the inner, whispering unto your soul cosmic secrets and understandings that will benefit you throughout the duration of this lifetime. I made this promise to many of you in past lifetimes when you walked with me and with others, that I would be there for you even as Sanatkumara promised that his essence would always be available to those who came from Venus, the 144,000, to save the earth. Yes, dearest ones, our spirit lives within you always. Our love is ever present within your life. And as you glorify God through the conscious application of the sciences of holy love in coming years, our essence will grow until that day when the full flowering of it will result in your full God illumination, solar enlightenment, and freedom eternally. We will be there during your ascension process, day by day, offering all that we can to support you on your pathway. The middle way is now the way of many upon earth, and this middle way is the path of love fulfilled through truth, through wisdom, through divine faith and balance.
And now Maria is going to tell us about what is the middle way. Maria, go ahead and press star 6 to unmute yourself.
Hello, this is Maria. Okay, so my question is question number 9, what is the middle way? And Gautama Buddha has said in this heart stream that the middle way is the path of love fulfilled through truth, wisdom, and divine faith in balance. I began to search in my heart the why the path of love is the middle way. Why, of course, love is the key. And my heart responded because love, among many things that is what is to me, has been an inspiration to seek the truth. The truth has set me free to seek wisdom and divine faith in balance. Let me tell you a personal story of how I experienced the answer to this question. Once upon a time, I was a perfect little Catholic. I had done all the sacraments required, raised my family in this faith, went to church faithfully on Sundays, and one day my heart told me that there are more truths to be had. And what I know as a Catholic, that what I knew as a Catholic. So I began to search for the truth. I did not know. The truth I did not know. Oh, I found some truth in books and in things and in conferences, but not enough to hold me. I looked everywhere, even yard sales, the flea markets. Oh, excuse me. I had to write some stuff down. And even yard sales. And I believe that love was my motivator, and God and the universe was backing me up every step of the way. I had stopped searching, and a year later, my husband told me to go to the flea market. I lived in Miami, Florida. The flea market was in Hialeah, Florida, not too far away. I knew that flea market well, for it had been my prime searching ground for truth that I didn't find there at that time. I said no to my heart, so I didn't want to go to the flea market. So an argument started between my heart and my head. Eventually, my heart won. And the reason why I found when I went there, the Summit Lighthouse, the Miami Study Group, had been in that flea market for 3 weeks in a row. That weekend that I was going to, that I went there was the last. So I would have missed the opportunity to know truth. So I found what I was looking for. The path of love fulfilled through truth, wisdom, and divine faith in balance. My middle way, the teaching of the Ascended Masters of the Great White Brotherhood through the Summit Lighthouse, Mother, and then the Heart Center, David. Yay for the middle way.
Great story, Maria. Thank you very much for sharing.
Okay. You're welcome.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Let's finish up. We've just got a little bit more of the heart stream left here now.
Now breathe in this essence deep within. Feel God's presence abiding ever with you and with your holy brothers and sisters in this community of light. Move forward, dearest ones, our greater plan for planetary enlightenment and solar joy to arise within thousands and eventually millions of our holy brothers and sisters planetary wide. Keep on keeping on and keeping the flame, for in doing so, you light this world with your essence of Buddhic joy.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just love, Gautama's always so gentle when he comes. I really appreciate that gentleness. It's always very special. As I hope all of you have seen by now, I sent the notice that was sent out from the Heart Center the first week of July about the passing of our beloved Donna Korth, who passed on July the 7th. So we thank her for her tireless service to life and for her inspiration and her love, her guidance and her teaching. She's right with us here tonight, each one of us. And we'll never forget the influence that she has had upon us. I'm grateful for the wonderful HeartShare team that we have, that we are going to carry on this tradition of having the HeartShare class once a month, as Donna did so faithfully for many, many years. With your help, we can all do it together.